what's good? It is your favorite boy, Wizkid, Star Boy.
Yo, what's up? This is AKA Represent.
Okay, that was a Sugar Boy. Hola, hola. Hola, hola, DJ OB.
Hola, hola. What's going on? What's going on?
How you doing? I'm good. I'm good. How's it going?
I'm good. I've slept. I've taken a shower. Yes. Got a haircut.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wait, do you get like a certificate or something?
The Guinness World Record office is reviewing like 200 hours worth of footage to decide. Hopefully, you know, by the grace of God, with all the prayers and support, it goes through and then I get a certificate.
Okay.
More than one certificate, but I get a certificate and I get to share the certificate with different people. So that's what the ultimate, you know, reward is just the global PR that comes from it.
Yeah.
And like the doors and the favors that just keep pouring in and have been coming right now. It's crazy.
So have you been getting messages from all over the world?
Actually, I checked on Twitter today and all over the world is actually the right, you know, thing to say. It's crazy. Like now I just have different blogs hitting up my management, talking about interviews and sending in questions and, you know, just blogging about it, tweeting about it. So it's fantastic. Everywhere, everybody's talking about it. And that was the plan, to have everybody talk about DJ OB everywhere.
Okay. I'm just having a quick look online now. And yes, lots of sites did report that you broke the Guinness World Record for the longest, what is it, marathon?
Longest marathon DJ set. Well, I call it longest DJ set, but the official thing is longest marathon club DJ, right? Yeah.
Okay, that's so right. Congratulations once again.
Thank you so much.
But I need to ask, how did you, whose idea was this?
It was my idea, but honestly speaking, like I said, like I keep telling people, I didn't realize how difficult this thing was going to be until like after day two. Like by the afternoon, I was like, wait, I'm not going home yet. I'm not going home, but it's the weekend. But we thought about it. We were trying to come up with, you know, a PR plan last year for DJ OB. It was just like one of the things we were thinking about doing for 2016. So this was last August, you know, and just talking about it, the idea really dropped when Leslie spoke about a South African DJ trying to do this at the Wildflower PR conference last year. So she put the idea out there and I decided
and you were
to
like,
listen.
Wait a minute,
like,
wait
on,
a
somebody
minute.
Try this. I was like, I want to find out. And when I researched,
they didn't even
try it. He was just talking about it.
Oh,
yeah.
Right,
so
right,
I was
right.
Like, okay, cool. He didn't do it at all. So I'm going to do it. And then it was said that he did 4 days. So I was thinking, okay, 4 days, that should be like a weekend for me in December where I'm just not sleeping and DJing back to back. So when I did my research, I found out, first of all, the South African DJ didn't do it. Second of all, there was an Irish DJ that did, and he did 8 days.
Yes, yes. so he is. His
Norbert,
name is Norbert Selmadge.
Yeah, okay.
He is Polish. Like he's Polish, but he did it. He broke the world record in Ireland, and that was in 2014. Yeah. So he DJed from the 19th to the 27th of November in 2014, and that was 200 hours. So that was 8 days. What is the current
record now? The current record is 9 days and some change, depending on how the Guinness record guys decide to look at it. We were shooting for 10 days.
Yeah,
how many hours short? Like 4 or 5 hours short. Oh, 9 hours.
You were 9 hours short. So what happened? What happened? Because we were like, okay, he's gonna do 10 days. He's gonna do 10 days, no biggie. So what happened?
Listen, after the third day, my body just did its own thing. Like, it wasn't me anymore. I'm not a morning person, so it was very difficult in the mornings for me to just have been awake and still be awake through the day. So I started hallucinating.
What day did I come and see? Was that the sixth day? And you told me that you'd started hallucinating, and I was just like, yeah, sorry.
I just started, I wasn't in control anymore in the morning, at least from like 7 to 10. It was a struggle. It was a struggle for me to just get to myself, you know, and then once I did, I was fine. But I just wasn't there. I was extra cranky, extra rude to everybody around me, extra disrespectful. I've lost a few friends, actually.
Really?
I'm not joking.
Oh, are you sure?
I've gotten a few phone calls dude, never call me again.
I don't believe that because you're like one of the nicest. Like,
I'm not even joking.
Really?
I try to explain to them, like, listen, like, I'm not a morning person, so it was obviously difficult for me to stay awake. Like, no, you said this to me, you said that. I was like, that wasn't me. They're like, no, you were speaking your mind. I was like, no, I wasn't. That wasn't me, you know. So but
for the people that don't know exactly what this entails, break it down. So you plan to DJ straight for 10 days.
So it was the plan.
How many
to DJ
hours was that?
That 240 hours.
240 hours, right?
240 hours nonstop.
And you were allowed to take breaks, of course. Otherwise,
so the way it worked was I had a break, a 5 minute break after every hour. Pile it up. So after 4 hours, you get 20 minutes. Or after 12 hours, you get an hour. So I started out doing 12 hours straight and just taking 1 hour break. And that.
So, okay. So let me just work this out. So that basically, if you. 2 hours, two hours every 24 hours.
So that was the
only
break I had. And then,
and that was involving you sleeping, that, you going
in that
to the
hour,
bathroom,
I had to,
you showering.
I had to take a nap, I had to shower, I had to eat, I had to freshen up, do everything in that 1 hour and go back.
Wow. Well, 2 hours in 24 hours.
In 24 hours, yeah. But the way I did it was behind the DJ booth, I can do anything. I can eat, I can do whatever as long as it's in that time.
But could you maybe play a song and quickly go to the bathroom, or you just had to physically
No.
I
have to physically be there. The song and going to the bathroom was for during the break.
Okay.
So I could play something, like play a mix that the music is still playing, and then go to the bathroom.
And that was part of that. That was part of your break.
20 minutes or 1 hour or 2 hours,
because we had lots of questions, and we had lots of people asking us questions, and we were like, "I don't know." So realistically, you had to be behind that
DJ booth
at all time for 22 hours each day,
and the music cannot stop.
And the music couldn't stop. So you had to be behind the booth for 22 hours every day. You could not. If you
could not, behind the booth or in the camera view, because there was a time.
And you had a camera from the Guinness World Records, and they were there filming you.
It was focused on me. It was a steady cam that was focused on me, and it had to have the time on the camera and the timer had to be the same.
Okay.
So within that camera frame, I couldn't leave, which was pretty much the DJ booth. So I couldn't stretch out, you know. And a few people came by, like, "Oh, come to me." I'm like, "No, you have to come. You have to come this way." You know, especially older people that I just felt like. You know, like some of my uncles, and
you're so
rude. Oh, come now, I'm here. I'm like, no, you have to come here as part of the rules. I can't leave, you know. So I couldn't leave the DJ booth. I could eat, I could do anything, I could say hi, take pictures, do press or whatever.
But you couldn't leave,
and the music couldn't stop. And then what else? What were the rules? I couldn't repeat a song in a 4 hour time slot. So but the way I had planned my set was I just downloaded a chunk of music. Like, instead of downloading tracks, I was downloading gigs and big folders. So I actually planned on not repeating any song.
So you put together the playlist yourself. You put
everything together.
Did you do that then, or did you do it before
you
started?
Weeks before. I had to download it. I had to put it on a terabyte hard drive. And that was what I used the whole time to do that. Which that hard drive, I'm protecting my life now, because other DJs are like, yeah, if I catch that hard drive. But it has all the songs that I played on there for the 10 days or the 9 days. And then, so I couldn't repeat any songs for 4 hours. Those were the main rules, but everything else was the music couldn't stop. It was just, it had to be, somebody on the dance floor at all times.
What do you mean somebody on the dance floor?
There had to be someone on the dance floor at all times. At least one person.
What, dancing or just standing there?
No, dancing. Like, there had to be someone on the dance floor at all times. I'm not joking.
Are you serious?
So there were times where the security had to come in, and the security,
and the had to come in,
the cleaners had to come in.
Hold down a two-step.
Exactly. They had to be there till,
came in. You didn't tell me, because when I came out, I was just bugging you behind the booth. Snapchat. Yeah. I would have gone on the dance floor. Yeah. Right, so two questions. First off, at which point did you actually think, I don't want to do this anymore? So when was the first time you realized that this was a bigger feat than you imagined?
It was Saturday night when people were saying, okay, I'll come by on Monday because I'm going to church tomorrow. I'm like, wait, I'm not going to church tomorrow. I'm still here. And I called my manager, Issa. I'm like, Issa, you know we're not leaving here till next week. And he's like, guy, what do you think this is? I was like, bro, we're here. I'm behind this place till the next week, which was the next week, Saturday. It was going to be Saturday. And then I started going into trying to calculate the time right to make sure I was okay. Okay, are you sure this thing is, the 240 hours? Are you sure it's not Thursday? Are you sure it's not Friday? So it really hit me, after the second day, you know. And then after the third day was when the hallucinations started in the morning.
What did you see?
I just didn't know where I was.
Were your decks like talking to you? I just, you know.
I didn't know where I was. I couldn't recognize people. From what they're telling me, at some point, I didn't even know how to DJ anymore. You know, so it was crazy. But
surely that must have happened to you before. Like when you've gone, when you're like at a party and then you maybe have a bit too much. And you're just like, huh?
That's the thing people kept asking me. I don't drink when I DJ. I don't drink. I don't do anything. I'm myself when I'm DJing. So these 10 days, I was actually on zero anything. So I really it was just fruits and juices. And sometimes I could eat, you know, for the most part, I didn't have an appetite. So I couldn't really eat much. I was doing oatmeal and fruits and juices and a lot of water. But I couldn't really eat full plates of food and stuff like that. Mm. So There was no alcohol involved.
Being in Nigeria, I'm sure a lot of people have asked you about, this is what I thought the greatest challenge would be, power, electricity. How did you handle that?
So we had a backup generator, thanks to I1C. We had two backup generators, actually, 130 kVA and 260s, actually. 260 kVA generators that were there. We had a 3 kVA UPS system that the sound was plugged into, so that never went off, and that was really how we kept the power on. But thankfully, apparently there was one day NEPA gave us light for 24 hours.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So there was light for there was light for 2 days out of the 10 days that we.
So they were supporting you as well.
They were there. they kept the electricity on, so that was how we managed to go through with the power. Nothing went off. But I take that back. There was the day when Tiwa came by. The day Tiwa Savage came by, the light went off because they were trying to switch over, but it was taking too long. But the music didn't go off.
Mm.
And everybody put on their camera, the lights on their phone to light up the place. It was funny. It was a good picture because I saw it after, but maybe for a minute, the light went off and it came back on. Yeah.
Was there a point that you actually thought you wouldn't be able to make the record or break the record?
Funny enough, it was towards the end. I started thinking because the mornings became very difficult, and I was just like, I don't know.
Because of you, I did tell you this. I tried to come to Style Cafe, I think on the Friday and the Saturday, but it was unbelievably, it was ridiculously packed. It was packed, so I couldn't find anywhere to park. So for the 10 days, 9 days, how many days, you actually packed out that place. There was security there, and I'd never seen security there before. And then after a while, you had a bouncer.
Yeah, because funny, this experience taught me about, how you know how people talk about people draining your energy?
Yeah.
I actually experienced that. So it's as much as I wanted to, you know, still be the friendly guy, to take pictures and talk to people, it was actually very draining. And the people around me noticed it, so they did bring the bouncer around to just restrict, you know, the pictures. And some people just came to do interviews, and some people just came to hang back there because they just felt like, oh, I know Obi, so it's cool, you know. But it was very draining after a while to just be around people and keep talking and keep smiling and, you know, doing pictures. And, you know, a few people brought their kids. Some mothers came, my children have been here for how many days now? I don't know if they want to live here. Let me see the person that they say is DJ, you know, that kind of thing, which was very cool. But after a while, it was very draining.
Were there any people that surprised you? People that you were like, damn, you're here? I can't believe that.
my high school showed up.
What, your
Rainbow College for Boys, or Rainbow College now? Rainbow College.
They showed up. Wow.
They came for an extended time. They spent the day with me. MI found out, he came every single day after that. Me and MI were very cool. We've been friends from time, but I didn't expect him to now be there for he's a boss. I didn't expect him, but he actually even moved the Chocolate City office to South Cafe for a day.
Are you serious?
So they all walked out of there. A lot of people, a lot of family came by. A lot of family flew in from Abuja or even Imo State to come by and see.
Oh, wow.
My uncles came by. I heard you're doing this thing. I came to see for myself, you know, that kind of thing. Friends, different people, different. But the support in general was crazy because, truthfully, when Asa and I planned this, we were doing it just off of
You didn't think it was going to be. You didn't think it was going to be this deep.
I did
no,
not.
No, you. It was crazy.
It became a national. It was absolutely crazy. People came and was like, "Oh, you're doing this for Nigeria," and I'm like,
not really.
But one of the really sweet things that I saw when I came over, when I stopped by, was lots of people had written notes. Lots of people had prayers, inspirational notes. I thought that Bible was very verses. Sweet. I'm sure you didn't expect that.
I didn't expect any of that.
I thought it was just going to be like three or four people.
I even thought we were going to be begging people to come and just chill, because part of the rules also was to have four witnesses to experience 4 hours of me playing, and they have to sign off on each track that I played for 4 hours. And
so every 4 hours?
Yeah, every 4 hours. So it got to the point where people were like, oh, it's my turn. Like, actually,
we're
like,
hold on.
So I was like, wow. Like, initially, we just thought it was going to be me, Asa, my family, you know, just support. And I thought we were going to have to, you know, beg for, okay, guys, I'm doing this thing, or come and help me out. We didn't have to do any of that from day one. It was just the first day, Don Jazzy, that was a major surprise, because when Don Jazzy came in the first night, and he took picture, and that was, I think that was even how he went viral, honestly speaking, because he came with DJ Biggin, who's like a cousin to me, and they came and stayed for a long time. And before they left, they took a picture and posted it, and it went crazy. And the next morning, Lil Kes showed up, and I was like, okay, I had to pull Asa, and like, guy, what's really going on? Like, tell me what I'm not seeing, because I wasn't really on my phone.
Yeah,
I just, you know, go on Instagram and post a little bit, but then I'll drop my phone and leave it alone. So I wasn't really sure what people were talking about, what people were saying, but then I didn't need to look too much, because then people were just coming, and it was evident that there was
people want to see it. People want to see it. Ninja Swag says, will we be able to watch clips of the video? I'd like to see the cleaners and the security guard dancing. So where can we see that?
So during the whole thing, we did shoot a documentary about it. Once that is done, we're going to put that out there. We're still trying to figure out how we can make sure everybody sees it at the same time. So we're talking to different people. Hopefully, like, a network will pick it up, or we can just do like a movie screening or something. I'm not really up for, like, the thing is, I do this DJing thing because I love it. I have a strong passion for it, so I really don't like charge people or, like, you know, put a fee to anything. That's why my manager is this.
So you DJ for free?
If you get me in the right mood, I probably will, you know, but that got Asa is in the picture, you know, so I do make you know, money.
Speaking
for me,
of what you just said, this is from Pumpin' Movado, interesting handle. And the Pumpin' Movado says, please, can we get a link to download the whole mix?
I did not record the 10 days. I didn't record any mix.
I think they want that hard drive.
The hard drive is locked. In fact, I'm going to find a security guard for the hard drive, because it has a lot of music, a lot of exclusive, like, remixes, house remixes and stuff like that, that I just knew would keep me going, because that was my formula for the whole thing. I played a lot of house music, which was also me teaching and creating a crowd, because the people that came there, not typically, like, Nigerians were not typically the house.
No, we're not.
So it was different for them, and it was surprising to me to hear them say, oh, I had fun, and I was dancing, and it was only house music for the first 8 days before I switched it to, you know, Nigerian music and hip hop and reggae and all.
What
that
kind of house was it? UK house, British house, South African house,
everything. Okay. Anything house was, because with house music, it, like, I love it, because the energy is hype. You can play for a long time. You have house tracks that are 10 minutes, 8 minutes, 7 minutes. So I would mix maybe towards the 30-second mark at the end of the song to mix in the next song, so that helped me, like, stretch out the time very well, you know. So it was a different experience for everybody.
How long did it take to put together the sets that you played over, like, the 9-10 days? How long did it take to put that together?
Maybe like 2 days.
Are you serious?
Of, like, non-stop downloading. My Wi-Fi went out too many times.
So you put all of that together.
Because as a DJ, I know where to go to get the music. So it was just a matter of sitting down, doing nothing but downloading music and getting different things, listening to the music to say, okay, this would definitely get me pumping, this would keep me going, this would make me dance, this would, you know, that kind of thing. So maybe 2-3 days I downloaded all the music that I needed. But like I said, I wasn't downloading tracks. So I wasn't saying, okay, give me this one track. I was looking for folders. Like heavy folders were like
albums and mixes, songs. Okay.
Because if you go online, well, they're the special DJ sites. If you go online, you can get, you know, 200 songs at one time, 500 songs at 1,000 songs at one time, and it's all like, but it's just a specific genre.
Do you have an idea of how many songs you played altogether?
We tried to calculate it, but it was a lot. More than 70,000.
Wow. Well done again. So one more question for me. What kept you going?
Honestly speaking, it was the energy that I was getting from people. Like, I'll look up into the room and see people looking at me like, guy,
you have to keep going. Like, you have to keep pushing, you have to keep going. And that really just kept me going and kept me going. And a lot of people use my dad as a reference to kind of just boost my energy, which helped a lot, you know. There were times where I really just didn't want to do it anymore. And people were saying, just go on, your dad will be proud, you know, that kind of thing. So that kept me going, you know, the love, the energy. Seeing little kids coming to take pictures, and they made sure their parents
Uncle
brought
DJ
them.
I didn't even know them,
you know, and they, you know, they're saying, you know, I want to take a picture with you. The day after I went to Johnny Rockets for some junk food, I had to have my burgers and fries. So I went to Johnny Rockets for all that and a milkshake, and a lady walked in with two boys and they recognized me. That was the first time ever. And they're like, oh, we have to take a picture. And the lady's going on about how, oh, they love you so much, you know, that you did this Guinness thing. It was crazy. So that kind of energy was really what kept me going and pushing. The love for my team. A lot of people just gave up work that week. I hope they don't get fired, but they came through. So that love was what kept the energy going.
And you said that the mornings were particularly difficult because you're difficult. Like nocturnal. No, it's fine. I'm kind of like that. Sometimes in the mornings, I'm just like,
Normally, I'm not a morning person just because, as a DJ,
I'm
a night person. But so just imagine staying awake. You see the sun come up. You see the sun go down. You see the sun come up. You see the sun go down. It just kept.
Did you fall asleep on your feet at any time?
I almost fell.
You almost fell?
I almost fell.
Wasn't there like glass behind you?
Well, fell to the side, not behind me. Because there was a glass behind me and there was a chair, actually. So the chair kept me from falling, you know, falling back. But I almost fell to the side at one time and I caught myself like, whoa, what just happened? And my assistant DJs that helped me out were there to keep me awake sometimes with the hype and shouting. DJ will be chanting it so I can stay awake. But there were a few times I almost fell. Even sitting down, there were a few times I almost hit my head on the deck.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, I stayed awake. It was like, a split second, a millisecond that. And then I catch myself and then it's like, okay, I have to stand up now and keep going. So,
well, it sounds like a very, very interesting experience. The documentary will be out very soon.
Documentary will be out, but then I'm not going to be around for a little bit. So it'll have to, even if it does get ready, it'll have to wait till I get back.
Where are you going?
It's a global DJ situation right now.
Interesting.
So in about a week, I'm off, you know, London, the States. Before now, I've had different gigs planned for the summer, destination weddings and all that. But now there's actually now is actually a schedule. Like, okay, we need to do these things in different places. Cause like you can see on Twitter and Instagram, a lot of people are asking for interviews and most of them don't want the email interview. They actually want you to be there.
Video. Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's like, are you going to be in London at this time? Or you be in New York?
So you did achieve what you set out to achieve. Global PR thing. Yes, I was going to ask this. Do you now have like some crazy stalker fans? Do you have people that weren't family, people that you weren't particularly close to, but they showed up like every day?
Every single
day. I love you so much.
No, I'm not joking. I've lost friends. I've actually gained.
We're not talking about lost friends.
But seriously, people.
Basically, do you have any like crazy stands? Like the girls were just there, just you know. I'm gonna stay awake for you.
There's been a few cases.
Because I remember when I went there, I was just like, oh, there are lots of girls here. Lots of the girls.
I'm not gonna lie, they kept the energy live. I thanked every one of them. If they're listening, thank you guys for coming through. Thank you guys for dancing, twerking, yelling, shouting DJ OB.
How many numbers did you get?
I wasn't even with my phone. I didn't take any numbers. But here's the thing. I knew.
Nobody kind of dropped their business card. Like,
they did. They dropped notes. They dropped numbers, you know, but I was focused.
Did you keep any of them?
I did not keep anything. I didn't have time for that. And knowing I knew the attention, from what was happening, I knew there would be some kind of extra attention. So I just wasn't paying any.
So you were focused, man.
I was friendly for the moment, you know, but after that it was, you know, back to work kind of thing. I apologize to anybody listening if I cannot recognize you and you feel like we created some bond over this. over this latter days. I apologize basically, if I don't remember.
Basically, really let me translate that. Basically, you guys are not in a relationship. It's not a relationship.
I apologize if I see you and
you're part of his fan club.
And I don't remember, you know. I apologize in advance, but it was really just work.
Do you know, I hate it when that happened. When somebody's like, you don't remember me, it's this place, and you still can't remember, and you're like, this is getting super awkward for both of us.
I know. So okay. I have to apologize to anybody that feels like I was there for 10 days, and I saw you every time, and I brought you food, and I brought, because I get it.
Wait, did you eat food the random people bought for you?
Fruits. I always advise people to bring
and
fruits.
But what?
The only.
Who was giving you the food that you ate in?
No, the food I was eating was from South Cafe. The only other food I ate was Ginger Tapas, because she's a very good friend. She's auntie to Tiwa Works, who's a very like my brother. So when she brought the food, and I like the asum over there, so she made
their gizdo is mad.
Exactly,
man.
So she made mad. Shout out to Ginger Tapas.
Okay, I was a bit worried because I thought maybe you were saying that random people bringing you food.
I mean, you can understand why I wouldn't just eat.
Yeah,
but yeah, exactly.
I thought that's what you meant. I thought you were eating.
I kept it at fruits and juices. If people brought it, then you know. But I wasn't doing like sugar. I remember there was a box of Krispy Kreme donuts
that you were
that
just
came
eyeing.
By and,
but
you know,
surely that would give you like the
yeah,
you know,
but they
that
weren't
buzz.
Letting me do like any like serious sugar. They just kept it in the fruits. Like my homegirl Sunshine grabbed that box. Like, hell no, you're not taking this.
Well done again. So in a few minutes, Gwemi will be here for the Drive Time show. But if you want to reach out to DJ OB, if you maybe you weren't quite sure what was going on, twitter.com/
DJ OB AJENT, and it's the same for every
for Instagram and everything. So go check it out and make sure you follow him, because when that documentary drops.
The documentary sure drops. It's gonna be very funny to see, you know, what was going on, what was happening, or what I thought was happening.
It looked like it was like a 9-10 day party.
It really was. It was not. People were coming before they went to work. People were coming on the weekends for their workout. Mm. I heard there was a lady that lived across behind South Cafe that was using the music every morning to work out. I just found that out yesterday.
Aww.
Actually, she was using it to work out. At first, she started out complaining like, "What's this? What's this noise? What's this noise?" And then they explained it to her. She's like, "Okay." So she now turned it into a workout routine. You know, somebody came and did a Zumba class there Saturday morning.
What actually inside the cafe?
She came with her students and did a Zumba class. So it was a 10-day, 9-day party, but it was cool. It was like a house party. You know, South Cafe has that house party, house vibe to it.
Yeah, it was very cool.
It was very comfortable. You know, people enjoyed it. I loved it.
All right. Thank you so much for stopping by. I was like, is he going to do it? Is he not going to do it? Is he going to do it? But we're glad that you now.
People had bets. People were betting.
People were
betting against me because of people. I actually experienced a real life hater for the first time. The guy was.
He came up to you and he said, "You're not going to do it."
First of all, I thought he was drunk because he looked like he was drunk, and he came. He looked at the timer, looked at it, and said, "I think that was like the 8th day or almost going into the 9th day," and he looked at me and was like, "Who are you? Like, what are you doing?" Like,
then why did he come? Why did he go?
He came and he's looking.
Why
like,
did he go? Why did he come?
He's like, "Who are you? What are you doing? What's this? I beg, is it only you?" The guy freed his teacher and he walked away, and I was just like, "Wait, what just happened?"
You know who that was? That was a failed DJ. Yeah. That's a failed DJ. Because I don't understand why you'd actually come there, come to your face and say it. Why didn't you throw a record at his face or something? Actually, I'm against violence, so don't do stuff like that. All right. Thank you once again for stopping by. Best of luck with everything. And we can't wait to see this documentary. If you do have any clips, of course, of people dancing, because I didn't know about that. I didn't know about the dancing.
Oh, yeah. Every morning. Even the sponsors had. The sponsors were there. Shout out to, you know, Diamond Bank, Diamond TV, One IC, Simply Green Juices, Nike, Tagua. They all had people there. Coca Creatives, they threw a massive party for the at the end of the thing. And they planned that party maybe less than 24 hours.
Oh wow.
And it looked like it had been in the plan. It looked like it had been when we finish, this is what we're going to do, but it didn't. You know, Sarah O Events and Coca Creators, they came together and threw a massive party at the end. I couldn't stay for too long because doctor's advice was
your
like,
body was shutting down. Friday was the official. Well, Friday was your first time back, like DJ.
Yeah, Friday was my first time back. I said back, you know, on the DJ scene, and it was crazy. Sip was nuts this weekend. So now people are actually trying to test me, like, oh, guy, you did 10 days, you can stay till 6 a.m. I'm like, I still want to sleep. So I sip on Saturday, I was begging people, like, guys, there's church tomorrow, go home. You know, but it's fun. It's fun. Now that I've done the 10 days, the only confusion is, like, I just have to say it doesn't equal my sexual stamina, because I have had those questions.
I wasn't even going to ask that question, but it's okay. Continue.
Someone sent me that on Twitter, and I was like, I'll clarify this. I cannot go for 10 days. I only have two pumps, and that's it.
I don't even know how we got from A to Z, but...
The questions come in nonstop. The questions are, some of them are very ridiculous. You know, some of them are just like, oh, you know, do you use jazz? You know, how can you, are you a human being? How can you have done 10 days nonstop, no sleeping? Because it really wasn't any sleep. Like, I can't sleep in an hour. By the time I'm falling into the sleep, Asia is waking me up to go back to the
gym. Yeah, so yeah.
There was no point at all sleeping. In the 20 minutes, it was really just a quick shower, a quick bite, back to the DJ booth, you know, so...
And it was showering at Sal Cafe.
At Sal Cafe, thankfully, there was a shower in the office. So okay. I took a shower. I didn't go 10 days, you know, smelling...
Because like, I probably just been there for 2 seconds. Then. Yeah, no. It's like, I'd have greeted you from across the room.
I took a shower.
Okay, one or two more comments. I do have to go soon. So, goodness, this is from... Oh, where is it? This is from Ninja Swag. Ninja Swag says, over 70,000 songs. Are you sure that's not another world record?
Hey, probably is. We did well. Okay, so if we want to break down the record, we did longest party in Lagos because no one has thrown a party for 9 days straight, or even 2 days.
And Banky wasn't there.
Banky came by a few times. We did longest DJ set in Lagos and in Africa. So aside from the world record, there were the, you know, little domestic record, award, yeah. You know,
not little, very good.
So we did different ones. It was, I mean, staying awake for that long.
Yeah, that must have been very, that one is a, I don't think I could have even tried. After 2 days, I'd be like, you know, cut it. Nope, not happening. Yeah. Mick Newby says, please tell your girlfriend or your wife to give you a good massage. So did you get a good massage from your girlfriend?
I got massages during the process. Did you get a good massage from your girlfriend or your wife? QM Lounge and QM Spa for giving me massages.
But you're not answering my question. Did you get a good massage from your girlfriend or your wife?
I am not married.
Are you taken?
If
you say I'm taken by the music, I'm going to throw my shoe at you. If you say I'm married to music, I'm going to throw my shoe at you.
You know, I'm in a long, serious relationship with DJ now.
See, I'm trying to help a lot of the new, you know, fans. Let's not waste time. Okay, are you single or taken?
With the private life, I really do keep it private. I am a very extremely private person. I don't entertain uncalled for attention. Like, I just stay focused with work. And I keep it private. So I work in secrecy. I keep it, you know. That, like,
wait, hold on a second. Wait. Just wipe your mouth. There's just something.
But
yeah.
I keep it very low key. Because especially after this, the attention is crazy. And I want to be able to separate my private life from DJ Obi. Like, I'm two completely different people when it comes to stuff like that. So... the massages did happen, but like I said, shout out to QM for sponsoring that. They did a fantastic job with the masseuse, sending the masseuse and all that. It was good. My legs were swollen at one point.
Oh, yes, all the standing, of course.
Yeah, they made sure it was back to normal size and all that. So
the increased attention from this, do you want it to increase more, or should they just back off because the person in your life is not happy
just
about
keep,
that?
Keep it at DJ OV. That's it.
All of this, your funny answers. It is almost time for the Drive Time Show with Bibi. But thank you so much for stopping by. And well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.